death penalty dies in Connecticut. Several days ago, weeks in fact, I wrote a brief message to brothers and sisters on death row here in Pennsylvania. I told them, among other things, that the death penalty was dying, due in large part to its crippling costs. Just a few days ago, the General Assembly of Connecticut passed a bill repealing its death penalty statutes, calling instead for life without parole. The serious fiscal problems facing states are forcing them to count dollars and cents, and under that math, it simply doesn't add up. Given appeals and the demanding complexity of capital case briefs, states must decide substance over symbol. Must they spend $1 million or more dollars seeking death, or a few hundred thousand in life prison terms? The 2008 financial debacle did far more than hurt a nation of mortgage owners. Many states unwisely invested in these mortgage-based securities, and they too took a bath in red ink when they went south. States lost tens of millions in bad investments, and their budgets took a beating. They've got to cut, and cut big. And the multi-million dollar death row units are beginning to look like lamb to a lion. New Jersey did it several years ago. Maryland came close. Now Connecticut has cut its ties to death row. For other states, it's only a matter of time and money. From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.